casa tempis meum.
And unto thy spirit proclaiming in the sixth stone, O Lord, save thy people and bless thine inheritance. Silent towards me. Epistle of St. Paul the Apostle to the Corinthians.
Let us attend.
Brethren, for God, who had commanded the light to shine out of darkness, had shined in our hearts to give the light of knowledge in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. We having the same spirit of faith, I believe and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise us also by Jesus and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sake, that the abundant grace might, through the thanksgiving of many, redound to the glory of
God. Attend, let us listen to the Holy Gospel. Peace be to all.
And unto thy spirit.
The reading is from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory to thee, O Lord, glory to thee.
Let us attend At that time, a certain lawyer came and asked Jesus, tempting him, saying, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. While the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, saying, What think ye of Christ? Whose son is he? They say unto him, The son of David. He said unto them, How then doth David in spirit call him Lord, saying, The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou on my right hand, till I make thine enemies thy footstool. If David then call him Lord, how is his soul? And no man was able to answer him a word, neither durst any man from that day forth ask him any more questions. Say with all my soul, with all my mind, let me say.
Lord, have mercy.
O Lord Almighty, the God of our fathers, we pray thee, hear us and have mercy. According to thy great mercy, we pray thee, hear us and have mercy. Bishops Job and Mark, for our brethren the priests, for ordained monks, and for all our brethren in Christ.
Have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Loving and God-protected country, the United States of America, the government, armed forces, and all the people. And for our God-loving and God-protected Ukraine, for the dominion, victory, peace, health, and salvation of them all. There is the Lord our God, help them in everything and protect them from every enemy and outward
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
We also pray for the Holy Orthodox Patriarchs, for the devout and ever-remembered princes and hetmans, for the ever-memorable founders of this holy church, and for all Orthodox fathers and brothers who hear us for while asleep in the visitation, pardon and remissions of sins of the servants of God, all the parishioners of this holy church, that they be protected from all sorrow and misfortune, physical and spiritual illness, that they may live peacefully in health and goodness all the days of their lives. Ever merciful God, hear us and have mercy. Who sing, and for all the people here present who await thy great and rich mercy. Son, to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, in ages of ages.
Amen.
Faithful again and again in peace, let us pray to the on us and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Wisdom for unto thee art all glory, honor, and worship to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, to ages of ages. Son, to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, unto ages of ages. the Lord God remember his kingdom, our holy Ukraine, Orthodox Church, the holy Orthodox patriarchs, the right reverend Archbishop Mstislav, our God loving Bishop Struve and Mark, all the bishops, priests, deacons, monks, and all our brethren in Christ, our God-loving and God-protected country, the United States of America, our government and our forces, and all the people. Our God-loving and God-protected mother, Ukraine and her people, the venerable and ever-memorable founders, benefactors, workers of this holy church, you and all the Orthodox Christians of the world, those who love us and those who hate us, now and ever unto ages of ages.